que... Hey everybody, it's Roy Richardson, your friendly neighborhood tech troublemaker, and yes, as always, I do have my volume too loud. It's a habit, I like that. So tonight's episode is a very special episode. I have multiple of my live streaming friends out there tonight, and we're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about what are you working on now, what are the struggles that you're having, and how are you overcoming them, and what are you working on next? And we're going to take your questions live as well, so get in the chat and come say hi. And let's see what you got to say. So let's begin. Let's see if I got anybody out there yet. Oh, let's see. Nope. We're going to start with the small room. All right, we're going to go put Walter in the green room while we wait for him to come back. All right, Walter's going to the green room. There we go. Okay, how's everybody doing tonight? So tonight I have multiple guests and others coming. So right now I have Matt Haas, the world famous Wizard of Haas, on here tonight. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm awesome. And my disembodied voice, hello.
There we go. Let's try it now. There I am. More video. Yeah. Life happens. It does. It really does. So Matt Haas is from the Wizard of Haas. Of course, he's got All Things YouTube. Let's see, your piano channel. Yes. Yep. Awesome Wood Things. And
Awesome
fun things. So yeah, and then your tacos. You still hyping the tacos?
I post one taco meme every Tuesday on Facebook on Awesome Taco Memes Facebook page. Don't ask me why. I just do it.
Who doesn't love tacos? Because it was funny. I had tacos last night. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. It's supposed to be Tuesday. So, also I have on the show Robert Reed, who does amazing Adobe tutorials on his channel. And Robert, you want to introduce yourself or shout out to anything in particular and tell everybody about?
I appreciate you having me. The tutorials are mediocre at best, but I definitely appreciate the views.
And also catching him completely off guard is Mr. Walter Strong III. How you doing, sir?
Good evening, everyone. My apologies for being late. Let me just kill this background notice information in the background that you're hearing.
You're doing great. We don't see it, so I hear it. I don't anyway. But the voice in my head may be talking too loud, and I can't hear it because of it. So,
but I'm just so grateful, and thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this creators hangout. It's good to be around other creators like-minded, like yourself, Matt. My good man Robert, and your great community hangout you have in the chat here.
Yep, and we're gonna shout out to you guys in the chat here in just a few minutes. So Walter Strong is the Huddle with Walter Strong III every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. You're not supposed to do math live, so you'll just 8 a.m. Pacific. There you go. I did it. I managed to subtract 3 from 11. All right, live on the video. That's pretty good. Here we go. Here comes Anna.
All right, the best for last.
And let's go find. Oh, and Anna is in camera limbo. There we go. There's Anna. Yay! All right, we did it. Hi, Anna, how are you doing? Oh, we're not hearing the audio. May want to check and see what your source is there.
She's not on the screen.
On the mic.
I don't even see her on the screen.
Oh, that's because I've got to hit this button right here. There we go. Hey, Anna, how are you tonight?
Doing good. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
Okay, perfect.
Yay, sorry. We have successful audio. That's good. No, live is live. That's how that works.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you all.
Good to see you.
So, and Anna's channel is Faith52. Where she talks about her ministry and definitely does a lot with children's ministries, and then definitely has a lot of guests that she has met through the spiritual community. And so faith-based community, I should say faith-based as opposed to spiritual, that, you know, we're not talking mysticism and crystals. So how is everybody doing tonight?
Never better, my friend. Hope you're well.
So... We're great. We did We did a hangout doing like well. This last month. I'm sorry. I was going to say, we did a hangout like this last month. I had a bunch of other guests, and it's been very popular. I've gotten so many comments on it. People want to know what different content creators are working on. And so I'm like, this is great to get everybody in here and just have a discussion. Let's see here. And, you know, I guess, ladies first, we'll just start with you, Anna. What are you working on these days?
Thank you. Well, I am doing a soft entry with my content because I'm going to be honest, I took the summer off, which it was kind of a luxury. But one of the things that was taking off was my podcast. I actually have like 30, you know, almost 40 episodes already. So thank you. That was a lot of work, and that's something that I feel like I've gotten the skill of being, you know, in, out, know what to do, versus the content that I'm creating on YouTube requires a little bit more of work. You know, I want to create basically what I'm doing with the podcast, my basic, it's called So Basic with a Little Extra, where I just do basic stories, and then I incorporate where God shows up and in my silly story. So it's either something to inspire you, to motivate you, or to make you laugh, right? So, yeah. But being on video, it requires a little bit more work, starting with this hair. And then from there, you're trying to set up the cameras, the microphones, you know, like the software. And I think it's a lot easier to go in live than producing the videos, because when I'm doing the videos, I'm like, oh, but let me put an overlay here and let me throw this in here and another visual. And, you know, sometimes I just leave them halfway done. And I don't post them because I'm like, oh, it has to be done like real good. So I have to do a little bit of mental work and saying like, okay, part of being consistent and the content that I'm creating is, it has to be more important than the technicality of it. Mm-hmm. That I'm just going to be crappy with the sound or the video, right? But that's basically what I'm working on, trying to get back on my YouTube channel and doing my interviews.
No, that's great. Yeah, wow, 30 episodes of a podcast. Wow, that when it just you haven't been doing this that long, so that's really good.
I'm proud of that one.
Yeah. Mr. Strong, what are you working on, sir?
What am I working on? I am trying to stay productive. Over the last 60 days, we've really been focusing on a lot of tips and strategies for live streaming, making live streaming content and taking that content and having it repurposed. I have a great editor who's been really helping me with that content, who so happens to be on us joining us this evening as well, but I will let him formally introduce himself. And also, we're in the middle of a live stream series where we're asking the question, should you be live streaming? Live streaming from the standpoint, should you be live streaming on Zoom in 2022? Should you be live streaming on Instagram? Should you be live streaming on Facebook? Should you be live streaming using LinkedIn Live? And so live streaming is, believe it or not, is just not exclusively YouTube, but live streaming is being done on all different types of platforms. So we're trying to make sure we're addressing that audience that really wants to be a part of the live stream experience and share those tips and strategies.
That's good stuff. And Robert, what are you working on these days?
As little as possible. And so for people that don't know me, I have a channel, Adobe Under 5. I do, I do Adobe Premiere Pro, actually any Adobe product. And so whether it's Premiere, whether it's Photoshop, After Effects, a beginner tutorial, so that if you don't know how to edit, it gives you an opportunity to learn at a very basic level. We're, and so we have a second channel, the Matt, the Real Chicago in the chat, that's actually me. And so that's my short films, that sort of thing. We're starting two more channels in the next month. Also editing centered. And so I'm a colorist and an editor, and I own a company called Spoke Creative Media. And so that's pretty much all the bright points about me.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff. And do you sleep sometimes?
I don't, as little as possible. I spend typically 8 to 12, 15 hours a day at this desk. And we just got a new puppy, a hunting dog. And so he is very, very active. And so, no, I do not sleep. It's like having kids again.
Mm-hmm. They say the older you get, the less you sleep, I think. And that's what it seems to be.
So. I'm so old, I should never sleep then. I'm getting up there.
You're getting younger than Methuselah.
Yeah.
Well, that Matt, would be nice.
You have about 100 different channels. What are you working on these days?
I am primarily focused on my All Things YouTube channel, where I help people make searchable videos that people actually watch. You know, that's the important part. You can't have bots watching things. You can't have 10,000 cell phones from another country watching things. YouTube's smart. They know when you're cheating the system. You need actual, real people watching your stuff. And I help people do that on the All Things YouTube channel. As you mentioned, I have many other YouTube channels. I have a vlog channel, which I call Awesome Fun Things. I cobble together weird, awkward stuff in my wood shop. That channel's called Awesome Wood Things. And I'm learning to play the piano. I've just celebrated my third year anniversary learning music from the very beginning. I mean, this is an adult adventure for me. Never did it as a kid. And I'm just making a lot of content. And I really need to rethink my business model, because I am focused on putting together worksheets and overlay assets and streaming assets. And for the most part, giving it all away for free at my store at allthingsyoutube.com. I really need to learn how to not give stuff away for free. But I am going to be building out the store with even more information products that all have to do with growing an audience or marketing or graphic design. And I want people to stop putting mediocre garbage on the internet with a few techniques, without any more time or money or gear, but just do a few things right, your stuff can look so much better. There's a few concepts of telling a story, video editing. It doesn't have to be low-end stuff. You can look really good on a shoestring budget, and that's what I help people do. Because I want YouTube, I truly, truly want YouTube to be the place to go for education and entertainment. I think, you know, the television world is jealous of what YouTubers can do, because it's so powerful.
I believe that.
You can reach a worldwide audience with consumer level gear. You don't need anyone's permission. You don't need to beg to have a show or an audience. You can go get it all yourself. That's what I'm focused on. So, yeah.
Let's see. Based off of that, you said don't put mediocre content out there. So, well, that's our show. I guess I'm done.
No, come on now. If you got something to say and you've got good on-camera presence and you follow a few techniques to communicate well, tell a story, keep people engaged, man, that's all you need. You used to need money to publish a book, for example. You needed to manufacture all the books and stock a warehouse. You could go direct. You know, the middleman is gone in today's day and age. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm all about.
All right.
Helping creative people be awesome.
And you also have a course that is mostly free, but it has an advanced part where you do pay, unless you've made a change to that. So
Nope. There's 32 lessons for free. Yeah. Also at allthingsyoutube.com, you can get in on the forever free plan of my course. Teaches you how to do all aspects of YouTube. And I don't know why that's free. It's unheard of to have a free course, but business experts are saying, well, people equate free with not good quality. I'm like, but it's really good quality. It doesn't matter. It's the perception. I'm like, oh. So that's probably going to change. So if you want to jump in on that course, you make an account over there.
Yep.
It'll be free forever. So that's.
Well, let's shout out. We got a lot of folks in the chat. So there is Sammy Superstar. How you doing tonight, sir? Awesome, fun things. Wait, that guy's here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam out there. Adam was on our show last week. Oh, actually, last month. It was last month. Adam, it was a great show. Thank you for being on. A friend of mine, Ruth Jones. Thanks for being on. Don, Boston Don's in the house. How you doing, sir? You got to catch his interview he did.
Boston. Just
amazing interview he's got on his channel. Definitely enjoyed watching that. Let's see. And all things using Matt saying hi to everybody out there. Adam and Ruth and Boston Don. Nice to see you, Walter and Matt. I'm not familiar with Robert. Should be fun hearing about him. Yeah, I was going to say, I've watched several of your videos, the Chicago videos, Robert, on your channel. So that's where I know you from. And then Real Chicago there in the house. Yep. Sammy saying hi to everyone. Real Chicago. Stuart. Yep. Real Chicago. Walter Strong in the house. Don, live stream where viewers are found. Yeah, I love live streaming over. I mean, I love doing recorded videos as well. I do a lot of tutorials. I teach university part time, and I do tutorials for my online classes. So, lots of fun stuff. Robin out there saying hi to everyone. Hi, Roy. Hi, Matt. Adam saying hi to everybody. Don, Parker Jennings in the house. I'm drawing stuff. Yeah, Adam has a really interesting is the wrong word. He is so talented and he draws so fast, or he's really good at using fast forward, one or the other. But he is really amazing how fast he draws, and I've been following his stuff on Instagram and on YouTube. So I am working on several things. I've got several interviews in the pipeline. The one I'm prepared to talk about tonight is I'm going to have India Delgado on the 27th on my show. We're going to have an episode dedicated completely to the Stream Deck, and just go through and just show you controlling multiple programs. And then in October, October Kickstart, I'm sorry, Indiegogo had a promotion for the Loop Deck S. And so she and I both happened to buy one, so we're going to demo that in October together. So pretty excited about those things. I got some other interviews coming. And those are things I've been working on as far as lives, starting to get scheduled ahead. I got behind because I got overwhelmed. I just went through a kitchen remodel, but I didn't videotape all of that. I wish I really should have recorded all of that and posted that on at least Instagram, right?
Great content, yeah.
Everything is content. I should have just, just recorded that whole thing, set up a camera, and then really speed it up because it took way too long to put down laminate flooring and stuff like that. And painting cabinets and not for the faint of heart. The next question I have for everybody, what are you struggling with right now? So like Anna, what is your challenges in your content creation journey right now?
Oof. I think it's just like, as I thought that it was gonna be beneficial for me to take the summer off, it kind of actually hurt me because I was very consistent before the summer. And now it's like starting all over again. Yeah. And, I feel a little, I don't know, out of the loop, if you will. And I did Lita, and that was really fun. And that was really like, oh, okay, no, I'm coming out of Lita again, and I'm just gonna go and do it, right? And it hasn't happened, and it hasn't happened. It's just like, what am I waiting for? What am I doing? And when you invited me to do this today, I mean, I told Andy, I have a show also with Andy Helper, and we go live every other week and we have those casual conversations. And he was asking me, so what are you waiting to go back and do your own stuff? And I'm like, Andy, that's the thing, that I feel great doing it with you in conversation and in the interviews, but I am like kind of freaking out again of doing it on my own. I feel more confident when he's there and we're bouncing out ideas and conversation and all that kind of stuff. So I am struggling a little bit on going solo and putting out my own content back again. I think it's just it's a mindsetting, right? It's like, okay, just do it, go in there and do it. So, I put out like a goal. I'm setting little steps at a time and I'm like, okay, I'm going to release a video this week. And then next week I'm going live and little by little trying to get that done. But yeah, it is. And then I was also preparing. We have a shed in the back, you know, of our property, and we just refinish it. And I won the battle because my husband wanted to make it a gym. And I said, no, that's going to be my studio. You know, I'm going to be like, you know, creating my own space, my own studio, really cool with the lights and everything. But you know, it's taking me time too. And because I don't have internet wire in, it will be just Wi-Fi. And I'm like, okay, maybe I cannot do that and try to, you know, work on that. Yeah. But yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. You know, it's, what do others think as far as those kind of struggles? What do you guys do when you kind of struggle with consistency? Now, funny enough, Channel Makers last week or this week had a video saying it's not really the consistency that makes a difference, it's the quality. And that if you put out quality, people are willing to wait for videos. You don't have to try to clobber yourself and do every single one. Oh, we got Corey in the house. Let's see here. Let's we're expanding our scenes here now. Let's see.
Okay.
Getting Corey in. There we go. You ready? Hi. Can you hear us? No audio yet. All right. We'll keep talking while you work on the audio. How about that?
Hey, Donna is in the chat and she says she has pictures of you. You did a great job. That's awesome. We want to see those pictures.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I think I most enjoyed was the investment in different power tools. I'm like, I could do this by hand and it will take forever. For example, getting a miter saw was, as opposed to having a miter box and using the hand saw and just sawing through.
You don't want to do the hand saw. No.
I
if you have power tool questions, you know, hook me up. I've got, okay. I've got the wood shop knowledge.
I need more friends to do woodworking. We'll see. We'll wait for Corey. He may drop in and drop back out. Now, Walter earlier said, good evening, everyone. Don says, you have pictures. And Matt says, hi. Hi. Don saying hi. And then Sammy Superstar, there are some great people. There are great people here. And yeah, Sammy Superstar and all the folks in chat are also great people. But back to the question. So what, you know, whenever you guys are struggling, what is your solution to try to get out of that rut where you're kind of trying to get back in gear after you've taken a break? I can relate to that. I took a year and a half off on a podcast. That was a bad thing. I had a really big following. I was so proud of that podcast, and then I lost my way and I took a break and then kept saying I'll be back next month, and I never came back. And then it's back on now. I'm in season 4, so, and it's slowly picking up steam again. So yeah,
well, you know, there's two things that come to mind, and I would say with taking a break, I think it has to be scheduled. What I'm learning, I'm going through this right now, versus just taking a break and just disappearing for, like I said, for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks or something like that. It has to be scheduled. For me, I have to kind of schedule where I just unplug one day out of the week. You know, if you want to call it your Sabbath, if you want to call it your day of rest, if you want to call yourself just calling it a day of unplugging. And so when I find when I'm unplugging, it helps me then when I go back to what I need to resume doing, I have a different perspective now, a more fresher perspective versus constantly saying, okay, I'm gonna step away. But probably when you then step away, you may be so burnt out mentally and emotionally and physically and possibly even spiritually, then that's where you fall into the trap where you end up now falling away from it from a week, 30 days to 6 months to even a whole year. And so having those scheduled times, that's one. And then Anna, you touched on something about interviewing and being able to step out. You know, I really appreciate the community that I'm a part of with the huddle. And one of the huddle members basically said to me, we come to see you every Saturday at 11 a.m. We don't come to see your guests. And I had to think about that for a minute because I had structured the huddle around bringing great guests to share tips and strategies. But he said to me, look at your channel. Look how you market everything. Look how you have everything structured and put together. It's advertising you, but the bottom line is you're using your guests as a crutch. And, he felt like he had, we had the accountability one another where he could speak to me that honest. And he says, what I want you to do is going forward, no more guests until you learn how to stand on your own two feet. And so I did recently have a guest on last Saturday, but I definitely felt a difference. The show was good and everything, and I appreciate the individual sharing their time. But I saw the difference now versus me being able to stand on my own two feet. And Robert, who's one of the individuals who's a part of our community and who's also my editor, he even echoed the same thing to me. He was like, you need to stop using it as a crutch. He says, I'm not trying to minimize your guests. You bring on great guests every week. He says, but we subscribe to you. And so I would encourage you and anyone else in the chat that's listening or part of Team Replay who's going to watch the replay up to this point, that if you are a person who really wants to live stream and make content, do it because you want to do it, not because you're depending on some type of crutch.
That really is the next level. Being able to talk to the camera for a half hour, just you and the chat, like that's a step up. I mean, having a two-way conversation with a person that's on stream with you is one thing, but that's a skill. I have a lot of content on how to talk to the camera to make it seem like you're talking to one person, and little tricks you can do to make your speech more conversational, even though it's just you looking at a glass lens, and it's a very awkward thing to do when you're doing it. But that is the next level for sure.
I'm gonna spend a lot of hours watching your videos.
They're all there for you. Everything's free. That's my problem. I give it all away.
Before you start charging, I'm gonna go and watch everything.
Amen to that. In terms of what I'm struggling with, Robert, Tech Troublemaker. I want to say Roy, but I know you as Tech. In terms of what I'm struggling with right now, I would say learning to just be patient with the process. You can say it, and you can put it in your slides and you can be living it, but there you're still going to have those times where you know when you're not being patient with the process because of you want the right audience to be attracted to your content. And Matt, maybe you can kind of share some insight.
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear that me?
Because I am seeing the right audience come.
He says we can.
But then there's those moments where I say, okay, now the right audience. It's like they should all just flood it in. I should just see day after day.
How y'all doing, man? Sometimes thank the right y'all audience for being so patient with me. As you guys are already in the stream, I just jumped out of a stream from a production level. And now I'm able to be a talent.
It can
now,
be a brutal thing because if the audience is very finicky. If you change something up or something doesn't hit as well, that could be what they need to kind of jump off for a while. So you really got to make sure what you're doing is good to hold people's interest.
Let's see if Corey's out there. Corey, are you hearing us, sir?
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. We do. Mm-hmm. I can right. hear you. I was waiting for a moment to tell you I can hear you.
Can I take off my hat so you can see some? Look, I had to shave because, you know, I'm graying out from being in front of this computer, man. So anyway, my name is Corey Sanders. I go by the name of Tall Boy. Yeah. It's a brand. It's a name. So I don't want, if you feel uncomfortable calling me Tall Boy, I can't call it Tall Boy.
Corey Tall Boy. You know, he does the Lab Tech fine. Show. Comes out every Wednesday night. Jokes. So tomorrow night, we'll see
you. Tall Man. You're in your 40s
Eastern.
Now, right?
Let's see.
I'm a content creator.
5 p.m. Pacific for those guys on the West Coast.
Creating content.
You should never do live math.
Interviewing celebrities,
Corey,
behind the scenes. And then when the pandemic hit.
So you
got
to get caught up. So I need two things. I need you to introduce yourself.
Just had this epiphany that I wanted to start doing.
And tell us what you're working on.
And I wanted to be behind the scenes. And
we're going around talking about pain points.
I just figured that's kind of where the money is, if that makes sense.
Introduce yourself
and tell us what you're working on these days. And let me produce it, if that makes sense. So that's really where my heart is saying, hey, I can produce your show for you and you just show up on time and come with the energy and be yourself. So I produce a show called Old School Tuesday Turn Up, where the young lady, she interviews our old school R&B artists of our past time, if that makes sense. And then I also host a show on Wednesdays called The Lab Tech Show, where we simplify tech in a language that you understand. So this is the show for your grandma. This is the show for the aunties and the uncles and the cousins. Hook something up on a TV or something like that. So I like to simplify it. And let's discuss it and break it down to where we can all learn together. So that's a little bit about me. Did you want to know anything personal or am I good there? Uh-oh. Did I lose you guys? Oh, my God. Lord, help me. Did I lose them?
Okay.
And then I think
big fan of the Lab Tech Show. Big fan.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay. I hear everybody. I'm like, and so I thought this was a pop quiz in terms of this is a show for.
Oh, there he goes. He's okay. Back.
There he goes.
No,
it
now,
doesn't
now
like
we want to know. Tell why you're on the mic. You did for a sec. Can, hang on, you're back. You're back.
I can hear you.
I
there was a dropout for a short period.
Yeah, you dropped out for a bit. I think he's watching the screen and not live. So
behind time.
You're here, sir. You're here. Hang on. Hey, how's this screen look? This is my Avengers screen. We're the Avengers.
I like this.
It's very, very vertical.
I like this.
Let me get.
I sort of look like Rhodey War Machine.
I want to push the boundaries.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you back. Okay.
It's good. It was good.
Yeah. Well, Corey, we'll come back to you since we've lost you there. Oh, we work on it. But we hear you, man. You back?
We can't hear
can you
us
hear us now?
Yeah.
I love when tech happens. Robert, what kind of pain points do you run into?
Oh, I would say for me, the biggest factor isn't always is time. And, I had a serious or a similar situation to some of you guys in that several months ago. And so I started on YouTube a couple of years ago, built my original channel to monetization. And the morning I got the email from YouTube saying, hey, we'd love to, you know, spread some AdSense your way. I took a long, hard look at my channel and realized that monetization would, you know, it was hard fought. It was something that I put a lot of effort into. The issue was, is I put all of the wrong effort into the wrong things. And what I mean was, so I've got this channel, I've got the hours, I've got the subscribers, I've got all of these things. And I had a ton of really, really confused subscribers, because 1 minute I was a live streamer, then I was a vlogger. So I was doing 12 different things for about 2 years. Actually, no, it was 7 months. I went from zero to well over 1,000 in 7 months. And, you know, I realized that my subscriber had absolutely no idea. I was a guest on someone's show, and they had no idea what I did on my channel. And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for them, and it was embarrassing for me. And, excuse me. So the realization was that I had hamstrung myself and my subscriber. And I had done what a lot of people do, is I had uploaded all of these early videos that they weren't great. They were confusing. The channel was very discombobulated. And so I deleted a bunch of videos. And my issue with that is, when I take a really long, hard look at that, what that says as a creator is that you as a viewer, you have no value to me. If you spend your time watching my videos just to have me delete them a month or so later, it says that your watch time was not important. You have no value. You don't matter. And so I took about 2 months off. I deleted the channel 100%, all the videos, the channel itself, the email, all gone. And I took about 2 months off. I started missing YouTube. I made a comeback, uploaded 4 videos, all of which had nothing to do with each other. And I stopped. And I said, hold on, who am I? What do I do? What do I love? What am I passionate about? What do I actually know about? And I own an editing company. I own a post-production company. It's what I do. It's who I am. It's what I love. And so what I started thinking about was, when I first started creating, you know, I was watching 15-minute videos, and, you know, I had to get through your studio cat, you know, your grandma's orthopedic shoes, what your new t-shirt said, all these other things before I ever got to the tutorial. And then the tutorial was complicated and a little too advanced.
Yeah.
What I needed, and so what I do, the videos that I make today are selfish content, in the sense that I make those videos for the me that existed a few years ago, for the me that had the questions. Hey, what do I do now that I've opened Premiere Pro? How do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do that? It's incredibly overwhelming if someone's not willing to say, hey, here's how simple it really can be. And I design my videos. They are anywhere from 50 seconds, not shorts. These are full-on YouTube videos, anywhere from 50 seconds to maybe 7 minutes. And it's 100% value. I show you exactly what you need to do to create something, and we're done. And I do that because it's time as a creator, that however we create, whatever our genre, whatever our niche, whatever our purpose for creating and uploading here on YouTube, it's time that for once we start valuing our viewer. You know, we can never, and so Matt, you know, you have, I'm impressed with you learning to play the piano as an adult. You guys are all very, very impressed.
I'm so glad.
30 podcasts. Corey, I'll have to check you out. I don't know you yet, but I will. You know, so Matt has 30 plus, you know, free videos on his website that you can go check out to learn to be a better creator. And I guarantee you, they are designed to teach you to make non-selfish content, content that gives to the viewer. The viewer doesn't care that I... And so I, you know, my second channel Real Chicago is all my short films and documentaries. And I posted those thinking, you know, hey, people are going to love these. They're great stories. No one cared. No one cares how good you are at what you do, period. I promise you, no one cares. What they want to know.
Hey, man, I don't know what it is with Ecamm and vMix.
Well, you have to do what I did.
They just don't like to play nice with each other. They're just saying, no. So I just said, you know what, forget the vMix. Just come in regular. Just be a regular guest and go from there. So,
you know, for me, if I'm not providing some form of value, whatever it may be, and value is incredibly subjective here on YouTube, just looking at us, a very diverse group of people, none of our niches have anything at all to do with one another, other than they're all on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think that's the aim for me today. And so that's my pain point, was figuring that out, avoiding it for so long, and learning how to actually provide something for my viewer, not just for me.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Corey, we got you back online. You're back with us. Yeah. So Matt, what are your pain points? You make it look so easy. You probably don't have any pain points, of course.
It's certainly not live streaming. For my weekly show, I've done 200 episodes as of yesterday, started 4 years ago. Live streaming, I got down, and I've done many more live streams than the 200. I did, I'm at 265 live streams on Awesome Fun Things. I stream in the morning, Monday through Friday, just for 5 or 10 minutes, talking about mostly content creation stuff or what's going on in my life. So I've racked up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of live streams. What I'm struggling with is getting edited videos out. The edited videos really need to be more heavily uploaded on my channels, especially all things YouTube. You know, I will get audience from the live streams, but you get so much more audience from edited videos. And someone said to me once, you know, the edited videos, they bring in the audience, and the live streams help you connect with your audience. They help make your audience better. Mm-hmm. There's always edge cases. Some people only live stream and they're super successful. Yes, that's possible. But I need more edited videos. That's what I'm struggling with, for sure. For sure. And as far as not being motivated, hey, I have 4 freaking YouTube channels. I have more ideas of what to do than I have time to do it. Someone mentioned time. Heck yes. I need more of me, and I need an extra month in the year. We'll call it flopuary. Like, more time. Give me more time, please. It's as best as an answer as I can get for you, Roy.
That's the same thing I have trouble with. My recorded videos, they do well. I'm very pleased with my recorded videos, and I'm getting better at editing them, but the lives are just so much easier to produce and get going. I get a kick out of making scenes out of Ecamm and trying to get ready for it and everything. I like all that production for a live stream. I get very excited about it, and I just don't have time to get the recorded videos done, and I need to. I got a whole page full of ideas, so it's not that I lack ideas to do those recorded videos. Time has been a challenge, especially right now. I'm in a very busy season between everything I volunteered for. So I see a bunch of people in the chat saying, hey, I want to join. So I want to warn you, I'm running Ecamm Live Beta. And so I think 6 is probably the most I'm willing to try to do at one time.
Can I find sound
but definitely
effect for that?
You can sign up to be on my next stream next month, and I will definitely, or maybe at the tail end, we could try to cram as many in here as we can up to the limit of 10 and see what happens.
I've been doing
but the stream will probably just blow up because with Ekam on your computer doing all the work. This isn't like Restream where somebody else's equipment is doing the work. So
I've had three YouTube channels before I got to where we are now.
Out the computer,
and
CPU,
some I don't even talk about those channels. And actually, that's where some of my I still get residuals off of some of that content from back in the day. Of
Corey,
being around
you,
Steve Harvey or being at concerts and getting interviews.
What are your pain points?
I still get residuals off of that. And
what's the biggest struggle
you have right
now?
Killed that channel.
Besides audio with VMix into Ekam.
Probably the stupidest, one of the stupidest things that I've ever done in my lifetime, as far as, you know, you have money constantly flowing in and you just say, I don't want to post any more on that channel, and say, I'm going to start from ground zero and build back up. And I've done fairly well on the second channel, but then this past year, I literally said, I'm not going to post all the way up until probably May or June, when I made my first post on the I Am Tallboy page, which is quite ludicrous for me. I'm watching Matt every day on Facebook, and then it's like, I need to come over to YouTube and support him and give him his watch hours over there. But the what do you call that? The notification hits my phone on Facebook. So it's like, it's just easy to just start chiming in on Facebook. But the pain points that I have about two or three, but the main one is I'm really just burnt out, man. And it's just like, okay, what else am I gonna do? Because I love what I do, but I'm just burnt, you know? And it's just like, where's the time? And I've taken about 2 weeks off. And to be honest with you, I really didn't even want to do what I was doing today. But it was like, hey, you got to get bills are due. So what are you going to do? So I think it's just really just getting over the burnt syndrome, burnt out phase, if that makes sense. But I like supporting other people. I think from a live streaming standpoint, one of my pain points that I'm having is, and I know Wit Profit and I, we were trying to figure this out ourselves where we can talk down the line and bring in guests. I haven't figured that part out in VMix yet. And I'm more of a hands-on type guy as opposed to watching tutorials on YouTube. Even though I'll watch them on YouTube, I just need you to show me, if that makes sense. Then the last one is creating the micro content. I am the king of creating micro content, but I don't want to create micro content for myself. Like, I just don't want to do it. It's like, I don't like hearing my voice. What's the excuse this week? Whatever the case may be, but I can create the micro content for Matt or for Walter or for Tech Troublemaker, you know, for Roy. I can do it for you guys. And it's like, oh yeah, let me knock that out for you. But for me, I don't want to do it for myself. And so I've been trying to find listening to you guys tonight, even when I was having the problems behind the scenes, just listening to you guys, it was like, you need to create micro content. You need to create it. So it will probably pick up in the fourth quarter. And I'll probably just say, just put your head down and go through. So those are my three pain points that I'm at right now.
Yeah, that's good. You know, what do you guys do for burnout? I mean, I've experienced it myself where I kind of just got fed up and felt like I'm feeding the hamster wheel. I'm literally just keeping the wheel moving. That is all I'm doing right now. And when you go and like, I'm not getting any subscribers or I'm not getting any views, what's going on? And then the weird thing is, so I took a little pseudo break and then I came back and was charging at it again, and suddenly, oh, I'm getting views again. What's going on? And I didn't feel like I was doing anything all that different. But it's kind of, you kind of have that enthusiasm and that motivation, and you got to be able to let people feel that you're having a good time and that you enjoy what you're doing. And that's where I'm at. But, you know, I also, the well of ideas dried up. And then suddenly when I stopped thinking about it, all the ideas popped into my head. So it's like I was thinking too hard is what was going on for me. What about you guys?
Mine's easy. I have 30 seconds. I just back off a channel. You know, if I'm not in the mood to be in the wood shop for a couple of weeks, okay, no video there. So that's all I do. I just focus my efforts on one of my dozens of YouTube channels. It's like I just have four. So that's easy one for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be as easy on in terms of the explanation, but what's really caught my attention is when it becomes apparent that it's affecting my health. And just real brief, I was at church a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of members, they saw me coming in and they said to me, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" It's like, "You don't look right." It's like, "Can we, you know," and I hope you don't mind me saying this, Roy. He said, "Can we pray for you?" And I said,
"Please,
sure, no problem." And again, I'm like, I'm all together. I'm Superman. Everything's good. But they were like, "We need to pray for you. Just something's off about you." And so they prayed for me, and I just kept it going. And then when my wife saw me stumble and almost fall later on that afternoon, it became apparent that the burnout was affecting my, not only mentally, but it was affecting my health. And that's when I said, okay, you got to stop tolerating this. I think sometimes as content creators, we know we're burnt out.
You know what the
out.
Funny thing it's is, like Walter?
A bad tooth, as long as you keep that tooth in your mouth.
5 years ago, there was no such thing as a content creator. When I was saying content creator enough, 5-6 years
you
ago,
have to go to the
people were like, what is that?
Get that root canal.
You know, and it's like now all of a sudden, all the kids want to do is be a content creator.
And
I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be a podcaster. And it's like,
at least one day.
You just heard of the term within the last 5 years. I've been doing this since 2009 and saying, hey,
I can't. And allow
you know, when I got that first $100 check and it was like, oh my God, I can make money off of this. Now all of a sudden people are like,
no, I'm not.
This is what I want to do for my life, but they don't understand the work that goes into it.
That's what I would kind of say.
I definitely appreciate your honesty and transparency about saying, hey, you know, your mental health.
Because I do what I
mean, a lot goes into this, man.
The rest will take care of itself.
From the show prep to finding the articles or finding the topics, researching, knowing your stuff. I mean, remember, there is no show producer. You know, it's not like you're at the TV station where you have somebody that's actually out here doing this for you, if that makes sense. And all you do is just come in and read the notes. No, you have to do it all. I kind of look at the radio station and I use it as an example and say, if you've ever been in a radio station, they have a board operator to your favorite talent that's in the studio. And the good, and the ones who are just now starting out or the ones that are on overnight, they have to be the board op and the talent. Mm-hmm. So that's like us running the production, like what Roy is doing on top of hosting, on top of reading the comments. So that's like taking calls, mm-hmm. playing the songs, playing the commercials, reading the liners, doing the show prep. You got to do all of that. Whereas like the talent that you listen to in afternoon drive or morning, morning drive, they already have a whole team of people that have done all of the show prep for them. And all they do is show up maybe 2 hours before the show. And then here's your lines or here's your script or here are the topics that we're discussing today. And then that's just what it is. We as content creators, we don't have that luxury because it's just us or maybe if you and I did a show together, then hey, I'll pull the articles, but if you pull the articles, then I'll build the show out. That's if you have a, you know, if you have a team. But if you don't have a team, you got to do all that by yourself. So mad respect to you being transparent about just saying, hey, you know what, my mental health is very important. So But the only difference between me and them now is I have the equipment. They don't. So, I mean, but that's the only difference, because for whatever reason, these kids mm-hmm. can post something, and however it's worded, mm-hmm. however it's shot, I mean, it's like, man, you did this at 12 to 15 years old? How did you do that? You know, and you're literally picking their brain, and it's like, the only thing that I have with them right now have the equipment.
Piggyback off I'm literally of is all the young kids that want to be YouTubers and want to be content creators. Think of it this way. Flip it around.
Like to see what
everyone that's on YouTube, you're ahead of the curve. These 12-year-olds, there are going to be serious competition in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. So,
I see people in there, and I'm having conversation with people that are looking at cameras.
Where you need to be.
And they're like, I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be a YouTuber. And I'm like, okay, right. Don't go and buy this $1,000 camera. Come here and see if you can find a camera that fits the specs that will allow you to live stream, or that will allow you to create your content that you're looking for. You don't need to spend this money that your favorite YouTuber is shooting their content on. You can do this with your cell phone. I always tell people, use what you have, if that makes sense. But a lot of folks don't get that. Times have changed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What funny thing happened? I wore my "Watch Me on YouTube" T-shirt. I have a T-shirt just says "Watch Me on YouTube." Mm-hmm. How many young, high school age kids would come up to me and just say, "Oh, I want to follow you." Like, they won't even use the right vernacular, because on YouTube, it's subscribe.
What'd they say?
Like, right, oh, right. Let me follow you. So I bam, give them my business card, and then the subscriber count rolls up. But they, what I'm trying to get at is they look at you different. They're like,
hey, stop saying
you're
these
on
ideas
YouTube.
Over the air. Cause
I'm just playing around here on TikTok. Stores, we're you must be someone.
You better
anyway.
Stop saying that now. You better stop saying that.
Times are changing.
We're joking, yeah, but somebody's going to see this.
I've got one of Matt's shirts,
what?
And I've worn it out, but then it gave me the idea. Then happen. I went and made a shirt. Yeah. I made a shirt that had like a giant QR code, had my logo,
the power
and a giant QR code. So
if
you scan the QR code, it takes
you
to my YouTube channel.
I'm telling you, man.
I like test it to make sure it works. So my wife
wears
that shirt around about for me.
We're the grand.
Corey, you were talking. I was like, thinking all these kids, like, you know where the money is for Christmas this year? We need to come out with the Fisher Price YouTube studio.
When the pandemic hit, everybody was just now trying to figure it out. And we can laugh. And I haven't had a chance to meet the gentleman that's on the other side of the
first YouTube studio.
I had a chance to meet all of
Fish
you guys
Price is my first YouTube
and
studio.
Watch your streams.
That's what we need.
And I remember when we all first started.
YouTube
and
Lego,
where we are now. I'm from the lighting to the camera to the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, just when we first started, we were all over the place. You know, everybody had their niche and everybody had their strengths. But then you look a year later, you look 2 years later. I just had a brief story. I had a conversation with my little brother on Sunday, and he says, man, I stayed up all night and I was building my website. Mm-hmm. And I said, you building a website? Like, he's a doctor, like, you know, an educational doctor. And he's like, yeah, I showed it to my girlfriend. And when I showed it to my girlfriend, she said, oh, this is nice for my for your first time, because this is what she does for a living. And I'm looking at, like, just let me see what it looks like. And I looked at it and I'm like, dude, this is your first time doing this, and you did an awesome job. I said, my first interview that I did, it just came up on my timeline from 12 years ago. I just reshared it on my Facebook page. And we literally shot that in the back of my aunt's, in her backyard. And all I did was add some animation to it. And he did it on one take, two takes tops. I would never shoot an interview like what I did 12 years ago to where we are. So I was trying to explain to him, like, dude, you will appreciate where you are today. If you master and hone in on this craft, you could probably be knocking out websites for any and everybody else. And then this could probably take over your government job that you have. So, like I said, we just have to appreciate where we were when we first started. And I think that's what keeps me going. Appreciate where you started from. And then after you appreciate where you start from, then you got to say, how did I grow? Like, I'm learning some things from Walter tonight. I'm learning some things from Matt tonight. Just some things that you guys have already said already that made me say, you know what? That's the little nugget that I need to keep going, even though I'm burnt out, if that makes sense. So I appreciate you guys. Yeah. I want him to continue to do those man on the street interviews. Like, and to Sammy, if you're still watching, or if you're watching this, I know it's kind of nerve wracking just to walk up to random people and just start posing questions. But I promise you,
I was the man on the street.
So my gig at the radio station was,
I don't know if I can go to Warp 9 here. So we're gonna be
wanted to be on the air so bad, but they were like, we're in the top,
definitely let me know, send me a DM on Facebook,
and you have no
on-air Instagram.
That, like, Don, literally, that was their whole thing.
Yes, Don,
like,
I'd love to have you back on,
who
too.
Who do you think you are to get on
I think I was talking
radio
to Corey
in Atlanta?
Earlier,
now, that dream did happen for me.
And then,
but
Sammy
they started me out
pivot.
As the man on the street.
He's doing a channel
and
pivot.
And
it's doing
I
better
hated
than
it at first.
I am,
like,
I am
man,
definitely
really
enjoying,
want me to go out here and
shorts.
Just go introduce myself
on YouTube.
But now, in the city of Atlanta, there's probably no place that I can go to because I built relationships with so many people that I know, and I can get pretty much whatever I need and I want because I either know somebody from a community event, know somebody from a government or political event, I know somebody from an entertainment event. So Sammy, if you're watching, keep doing those man on the streets because somebody's gonna fall on that and they're gonna go back and see what you did where when you first started to where you are 5 years from now. And you're 17, you're about to be 18, you're about to go off to college, man. Like, dude, you are ahead of your time. You are, like, dude, Sammy, you have no idea. If you keep doing these man on the street interviews, man, you might be doing something on Good Morning America before it's all said and done with, man. Like, literally, you. So stay with that, Sammy, please. If there's any advice I can give you, stay with that man on the street. I know you want to do the shorts. I know all of that. I know it's probably nerve-wracking because you're walking up to random people, but I'm telling you, somebody's going to see that video and they're going to be like, there's a kid in New Jersey that's going to New York and he's literally interviewing people in Times Square and you're going to take off. And when you take off, we're all going to be like, remember this video that we did?
Yeah.
And Tallway did this whole rant about you staying with it. Please stay with it, Sammy.
I told Sammy, I'm like, Sammy, just remember us little people when you're rich and famous.
Yeah, I was about places. To say, we need to get an autograph now.
Well, Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
Sammy's gonna be the one to create it. Sammy's the one. Look, Sam, for y'all that don't know, Sammy inspired me because he created that channel on Amazon Prime Video. He got that show. He got his show on Amazon Prime Video, and it was like, how can I take my content outside of YouTube? And he literally was the blueprint for me to say, let me go create a Roku mm-hmm. and an Amazon Fire channel.
Yeah.
So
Sammy, earlier when we were talking about content,
where
creators,
his brain is at
Sammy
17.
Has been producing content for 7 years. He's 17.
Yeah,
now,
where,
so
like
he was
he's the blueprint, and then now YouTube it's like
videos.
Now you're
so
creative
been a content creator for 7 years.
Start to flow
so,
based off of whatever moves
and
then, Sammy.
And he's
Sammy
got more YouTube so channels than
if
me.
I ever make money off of it, Sammy.
And Sammy likes our Fisher Price YouTube channel idea.
See, he already at hard at work like a mad scientist.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, we're learning a lot from him.
Yeah.
Like Sammy said, comment there. That's a true story.
I remember when Matt used a webcam. Hang on, sorry about that. Put it back. I was the person to get him to use his fancy camera. So.
Sammy and Stuart Video, who's in the chat.
Sammy, just go to Manhattan. Stand in the middle of Times Square. Or stand right by the Madison Square. No, stand in Madison Square Garden, or stand in front of B&H.
Sammy's reminding me I can do over 10, supposedly.
Or right at the train station.
I know it'll let me do 10, supposedly. I just don't know if I got the horsepower.
You can get a slice of pizza, and you can ask your question.
One of the M1 Mac processors, the big one. PGG in the house. I had a brain cramp. I couldn't think of his name. It just went out of my head. So, Sammy says the man on the street was good, but it died down with the shorts. I've gained 45 plus new subscribers in 13 days. So Sammy's saying he's done the research. Plus I was worried a couple times he was going to get hit by a car. So I did not want Sammy to get hit by a car. You know, Central Park.
Central Park. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. If you go to B&H, you'll see John Ryan there. You know, and when he comes by. I told Matt about Ecamm back in 2019. So we're getting school here. Yeah, Dagan.
That's right. I was an OBS user for a while, and I couldn't put the individual comments up on the screen. And believe me, I tried back in the day. Sammy was like, look, you're just going to have to go to Ecamm. I'm like, all right, Sammy, I'll do it. Haven't looked back since. I love Ecamm.
And Dagan, I apologize. I have been having trouble with names lately because I don't sleep much. You don't remember well when you don't sleep well. So... just fun times. What is everybody working on now? We'll start with Anna. Anna, what are you working on now? What's the next thing everybody should expect from you?
Oh gosh, you're really gonna make me say it here so I be accountable for it.
Yeah, it's on video. It's going out to the world, and so whatever you say, we gotta hold you to it. This is your accountability group here for tonight.
Well, I'm about to release tomorrow my first video on my Facebook page. So in that video, I actually commit myself to show off once a week and inviting people to come and watch me solo once a week talking about my stories and throwing out some scripture and stuff like that. So once a week, and I figure, okay, it doesn't have to be 30 minutes, it doesn't have to be an hour, just like Matt. I remember I was one of those viewers that Matt had when he was going every day in the mornings real early, because I was watching him while I was preparing lunches for my family and stuff and grabbing my coffee. So I don't have to do it, you know, like for a long period of time or elaborated thing, but I'm at least once a week, I'm just going to go.
You got to put those links out there so we know you're going out there, that you're going out there, and so we can see them where, you know, all the places, you know, where we hang out, we'll support you. So definitely.
Oh no, Marcus is here and he's taking notes. He's really going to keep me accountable.
In trouble. Hi, now. Marcus.
I can say, yeah. Marcus, on a future episode, if you're just not going to sleep anyway, I want you on my show. I don't ask because you're supposed to be sleeping right now.
I know, right? Isn't it morning for you? I think it's morning, right?
10 o'clock. Let's see. 6 hour difference. It's like 4 a.m. for him. I think he'll correct me if I got that wrong. Walter, what are you working on next?
What am I working on next? In the pipeline, I'm really doing some research on doing some content on live streaming for businesses, live streaming for faith-based organizations, nonprofit organizations, being able to tap into that type of content creation where it's appealing to businesses, to organizations, and to entrepreneurships, keeping with, you know, with the overall content that I'm already making. That's what I'm looking to go into next.
It's tough. Robert, how about you, sir?
I am considering, I've actually, a lot of people have asked me to do it. I think we're going to bring the podcast back. Mm-hmm. It's,
Man, you don't have an applause button anywhere. Anybody got an applause button? It's been, we need an applause button, please. There you go.
It's been over a year. And so the podcast has never called me again.
There we go.
The podcast has never...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Robert, please.
The podcast has never called me again, and it's a conversational style interview podcast, and started out with just kind of creatives and kind of evolved into talking to other YouTube creators, that sort of thing. And so I'm not entirely certain what the... It will be the same format. I'm not entirely certain who the guest lineup will be at this point, but it is definitely something that we're looking to do in the next couple of months.
I love the intro to your podcast, so everybody's going to get a kick out of that.
that's my wife. I actually, it's funny, is so like most people, like those 12, 15-year-olds, the ones that... you know, Corey's like, hey, you know, I've got the equipment. They know everything. They just don't have the equipment or the budget yet. But God help us when they do. And so I ordered a Rodecaster. I ordered all of the equipment, the bells, the whistles, the SM7B. I was ready to go. I was going to start a podcast. And so I ordered everything from Sweetwater and got the notification that, hey, your stuff is going to be here Wednesday. And at that point realized... I knew how to do everything, but I didn't have a format, a name, any idea or inclination as to what I would do. And so I've got, and so what do I do instead of creating anything or brainstorming or thinking? I just went down a YouTube rabbit hole. And luckily, I finally decided, hey, you know what? The easiest thing to do is just interview people, even though at the time I had absolutely zero conversational skills. Turns out you have to listen, and that was not a strong suit with me. And so during my YouTube binge, I realized, okay, Rodecaster, Tom Buck's got this great video about you can use the Bluetooth on your phone to interview people. And so I went and watched that video, and it was probably the 10th or 12th time in the intro to the video. He's got his phone. He calls a friend, and his friend says, "Never call me again." And so I thought, you know, what a great name for a show. I sent Tom Buck an email and said, "Hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing." And, you know, although I didn't necessarily need permission, I just kind of wanted to reach out. And he was incredibly gracious. He wrote me back, and it wasn't, you know, "Hey, yeah, sure." It was a lengthy email. And it was incredibly friendly and understanding and encouraging. And so I named the podcast Never Call Me Again. And the thing is, The great thing about it is when you're looking at podcasts and you come across that name and you realize it's a conversational podcast, it's kind of like a train wreck. You kind of have to listen. You kind of have to check it out just out of curiosity. Why mm-hmm. is it called Never Call Me Again? You know, is there a point where, you know, he says or does something to the guest that, and that's not the situation. It just hit me. I thought, you know what? I like that. I'm going to use it. And at one point I was going to change it. I thought it was a little juvenile and I said, oh, I'm going to change it. I did a poll and everybody was like, absolutely not. Stopped doing the podcast about a year and a half ago. And I had a friend the other day send me a message and say, hey, I've got nothing to do at work. When's the podcast coming back? And I went and checked and people are listening to it. I'm like, I haven't posted in a year or two. Why are you listening to this? And so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
All right. Thanks, sir. Matt, what are you working on, sir?
Well, I'm working on many things across all my channels. For the woodworking channel, I interviewed one of my friends who has almost 2 million subscribers wow. and got some YouTube tips from him. Looking to edit that and get that posted. On my Piano Awesome channel, I'm about to record We Built This City on Rock and Roll on the piano, and it is super fast and super hard and uses 4 octaves. I'm all over the keyboard.
I guess I can drop it off here. We're literally in the final stages of releasing a new downloadable, free worksheets.
So
basically, it's all about live streaming
for my store, for all things YouTube, helping remote, me be a better YouTube
services.
Content creator.
So I just figured,
and I'm continuing to do my
talking about it and just driving people
morning
to
show Monday through
my
Friday
other
awesome
website that
things.
Does not have
so,
anything there. I just said, you know what? Let me go ahead and
no shortage
build something
of content
out to where you know corporations.
I'm
and
about to lay some linoleum floor. I heard you say
Walter
you did that earlier.
Saying,
why don't you come
I will
to Pennsylvania?
Be interested
I'll put
into
you to work.
That video
I'm
service.
I'm almost pretty good at it now.
So okay. That should be released. Hopefully, if done right by
yeah,
the end of this
I shouldn't
week,
pick the kitchen to do
my
demo.
Quiet as
anyway,
kept, so that's kind
of
like my birthday
to
gift
it.
To myself.
There,
so so
Corey,
birthday was in
on,
July.
Sir?
It should have been done by now, but the gentleman that's been working on it, he's been behind. So I have to just I'm on his time if that makes sense. The second thing that I'm working on, or that I would like to work on, is CES is coming up, and I know with the tech segment that I do or the tech show that I do, I think I would like, and I'm not good at it. Like I naturally just say how I feel. But then when I watch videos of people doing unboxings and doing videos of it, they pull out their trusty knife and they have a nickname for the knife. And it's like they have the overhead cam. So I have this overhead cam that's right here that I've been trying to get mastered. You see the slider is not working the right way. It's all over the place. It's turned crooked now, but I haven't mastered the actual production side of it. But I would like to be able to start doing products or gift ideas that make sense from a tech perspective, if that makes sense. So that's something that I would like to start hopefully before Black Friday. I don't know how or the first product, I don't even know where to start. And I have a lot of products here. I just have to just turn on the camera and just go, if that makes sense. And don't worry about the the flubs and, the mess ups and stuff like that. So outside of that, I mean, the website to try to bring in more clientele and for the fun side of it, which could potentially turn into big business, hopefully, is doing the unboxings and doing the reviews. And then, lastly, I would like to bring back the tall boy experience. I have these overlays that were done before the pandemic, did 2 or 3 shows with the tall boy experience. I have interviews and drops from all these celebrities and high-end people, which I don't care about, but I know that just bringing them back on and just seeing what they have going on in their life, I would like to bring that back. I just haven't figured out how to niche it down. And that's the one thing this pandemic has taught me is to niche down, where I'm just so multi-talented in so many areas that it's like, do I have to have a show for each niche or each subject? Like, or can I just do it just all in one and just have this melting pot of goulash. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that part out. So that's kind of what's on my plate right now.
Good stuff. Let's see. I've got some interview guests coming up here in the near future. I got India Delgado. We're going to do, talk about Stream Deck. I talked about this earlier. We're going to talk about the Stream Deck on our on the show and just kind of do a tutorial, basic tutorial, how to not just Ecamm, but OBS and other applications you can do with the Stream Deck. And that's it. Any last final thoughts? We ran a little longer than I thought we would. I do appreciate everybody staying out past their bedtime for me.
Final thoughts, or just be passionate about your content. Everything will be fine.
Yeah, and then the burnout, I think it's just recognizing what our body's telling us and just the renewal of our minds as well. You know, just take something that you're passionate about, and we're creators for a reason, right? Like we're all constantly innovating and thinking about how to produce content. So just follow your dreams, follow your spirit, creating content, and create more, consume less.
Yes, the more you consume, the less time you have to create. That is true. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to say just start. You know, there's so many people. There's so many people that, you know, we're the brave souls that whether we mess up, we flub up, or whatever the case, we can't get the audio right, can't get the video right. We put ourselves out there and we're judged, you know, like, hey, your camera, your audio's too loud. This is not working. You know, like, we put ourselves out there. It's never going to be perfect. I mean, we all aim for a flawless show. All I just say is just start. Just even if you start with your cell phone and just say, I'm going to walk as I'm walking down the street and you say, all right, I don't know what I want to talk about, but this is what's on my mind. Just start, turn on the camera and go. And then as you get better, you're going to feel more confident on camera. Then you're going to want to up your game like Matt did and look at how sleek he is with the green strips in the back with the all things YouTube. I mean, he's got the green on the bottom door, but he wasn't like that when he first started, man. He wasn't there. So just start, you know? So that's all I can say. Just pick up the phone, pick up your camera, turn it on and hit go live and say,
1% better each time.
All right. That's our show, folks. Thank you, everybody, so much for being on. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Walter. Thank you to everybody that came by and said hi in the chat.
Thanks for having us.
Everybody have a wonderful evening. And we'll do this again. If you want to be on the show, please reach out to me. I'm on Facebook as Tech Trollmaker. I'm on Instagram as Tech Trollmaker. And I'm, of course, here on YouTube as Tech Trollmaker. So look for me, find me, and ping me.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. This good night, everyone.
Can I do something? Oh, he missed
me. Oh, no. Hit me, man. Oh, yeah. What do you got?
I wanted to do this.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
What? Yo, man, don't be starting nothing, man. If you go play it. I mean, as long as he don't get no copyright claim.
It was a great show till I got the copyright strike. Yeah, so, everybody, good night. See ya. Everybody have a wonderful evening. And thanks for watching. Right. Hit that subscribe button.